This is a Sports Fusion podcast production. SF is a comprehensive sports show that is built for the regular everyday fan. I focus on the NFL, NBA, MLB, and throw in some NHL. My NFL fantasy football tips are on point. Predictions, tips, picks, and barbershop banter. I am Jay Rich, and this is Sports Fusion.
Today.
Turn this up, bro. Spring is a time for optimism and for the youth to get ready to go back to work. Baseball's prototype for winning has changed, so the Angels hope their youth provides perks. Buying a ring in Anaheim has certainly failed, so they give the keys to the young guys and give their bank account a chance to exhale. Angels baseball is back right here on Sports Fusion. Let's go. Can't buy a ring in the MLB, just ask the Yankees. So Manassian stops the spending in hopes that his four young position players are blue chip dandies. The starting staff is no longer young and has created no ceiling. But the free agent pool was overpriced, giving the Angels fans that sinking feeling. Can you rebuild in 1 year while saving some cash? It's up to Silseth, Canning, Soriano to avoid a total crash. It's good to be back with some Angels baseball. Let's go. We got some free agent talk. So when you save $700 million and $70 million a year, you figure you'd put a little bit more back onto the roster, and that hasn't happened yet. But it isn't quite over yet. Blake Snell is still out there. And his 180 innings pitched in 2023 was the most he had had since 2018. And I'm guessing with the price that he's asking, mostly probably in years, is what the holdup is. Now, at the time of this podcast, he's still available. And like I refer back to Ohtani, you would think that the Angels could make a realistic offer on him if the years were realistic, that being maybe 3 or 4 years, as Snell enters his year 32 season as 32-year-old. So he's not an inning eater and has obviously had trouble with health because of it since 2018. He's coming off a huge year. And essentially, Snell's exterior or advanced metrics suggest that, yeah, you give and take a few things, but at the end of it, he didn't really become spectacular last year, and so his numbers for the season aren't an outlier. So with that, maybe he loses some velocity along the line, but he didn't last year, and obviously he has moxie as a pitcher. And so that could be, if the Angels are thinking 1 year, 2 year rebuild here, which we'll talk about during this show, Snell should still be a formidable second or third type starter, and those guys make $20-25 million a year. So I wonder what the holdup is with Snell. Looking at his numbers, his Ks per nine were down, but not by much. They sit at 11.7. His base on balls were up, and that's usually a real tail of the tape when pitchers know their stuff, when those two numbers are going in the opposite direction. So they almost went up one per nine. He knows he can't get guys out in the strike zone like he used to, and maybe is a sign that his movement's not quite there. His BABIP is down 256. That suggests that he got some help from his outfielders because they're down 30 points. So last year, maybe he got some ball luck and some defensive help. His ground ball percentage was up, but not huge, up to 44%. So just like staying out of the strike zone, that would say that that's kind of sustainable. He's found another way to get batters out. The velocity is the same, sat between 94 and 95. His FIP was up to 344. And so essentially with the FIP and the BIBP suggests that he did get a lot of ball luck. But over the years, in 5 years, he's been pretty consistent. The league hit 180 against him last year. That's complete dominance. And I'm sure that's what Boris is telling teams, is that, yeah, you don't want to give us the 7 years or the 6 years that we want, but for the next 2 years, you get maybe one of the better pitchers in baseball. At the end of the day, he's still out there. The Angels understandably didn't go out and give Ohtani $700 million or $70 million a year for a guy that could be a DH for 2 years. If you saw pictures of his arm, it's a total mess, and a second surgery can provide a little bit of scare factor where the Dodgers are just printing money and sending it, trying to get a ring, get over the hump. But with all that in mind, I still feel that the Angels, for the fan base, should go out and try to be competitive. We'll talk about some of the position players and going young, and I like that idea. But still, Blake Snell, Montgomery's still out there. The Angels should go ahead and offer some pitching. Place they've really spent money so far this year is in Stevenson, who's been on the DL in spring. Matt Moore, they went ahead and re-signed, and they went and grabbed Garcia, who's had some big years out in the bullpen. That with maybe Joyce's evolution, who hasn't looked good in spring so far, and of course Estevez, who also hasn't looked so good up to this point, kind of gives you an idea that that back end of the bullpen is much better than it's been. Outside of that, I mean, Aaron Hicks, they picked up for free. And so, you know, nobody wants to overspend on an aging left-hander that may at the end of a 5 or 6 year. And I still believe to this moment, that's what the hangup is. It's probably the Angels are interested in maybe 4 years and a fifth option. And he's staying pat. That's Boris, by the way. His agent is standing pat on wanting 6 or 7, and most teams are just hesitant to do that with a lefty entering his year 32 season. So, essentially, the Angels have spent no money. Understandable. I'm sure they were in on some positional players, but the fact of the matter is they are going to start 4 guys at position players under the age of 25. I think that was the smart move, and it's a way to kind of regroup over a year, save some money, have some expiring contracts, maybe move somebody at the deadline and get some young upside arms, as we'll also cover here on Sports Fusion Angels Baseball this week. So when I mentioned the 4 guys that are young, obviously Adell is going to get right field and get a chance to make those 4 or 5 tools, depending on who you are, kind of come together. He showed signs in the minors last year as he led the organization in home runs. And, of course, he's really worked hard on his defensive skill. And considering they're making a young movement and they didn't go out and spend money in the outfield, you would think that Adell has something to do with it. I think he could be the right fielder that they need in a non-pressure season like this year to maybe kind of show those 4 tools all at once, hit maybe 260, 270 with 25 home runs, a strong arm and right, and hopefully be a little bit more serviceable as a defender. Trout is probably the reason, and Rendon, of course, the reason why they didn't go out and sign a DH. Martinez is still out there, but a right-handed bat DH is not necessarily what they did, especially a guy coming off a career year. Ward Moniak will be a nice platoon in left, with Moniak obviously spelling Adell in right sometimes and also in center. And so I kind of like that mix. But really, Ward could be on the trade block at the deadline, as the lack of high upside starting pitching in the Angels organization is glaring. And we'll speak about that moving forward here today. Obviously, Rendon is an X factor as far as the lineup's concerned, but it's kind of not anymore. We kind of know what we're going to get there. But Renjifo's breakout has been pretty good. It would be pretty smart for the Angels to go ahead and extend Renjifo, I feel, especially with Drury's status at the deadline up in the air, especially with the Angels probably not competing this year. So Renjifo can play at third. He can also take over for Drury in 2025 at second base. Sticking with the young positional players scenario, with Sean Owell at first, they're just going to give him the keys. They might as well. They don't have a ton, and really the MLB doesn't have a ton of guys that can take a pitch anymore. It's just not that type of approach at the plate. So it's real nice to have a guy that can be patient and have a 400 on base, even if he's not hitting 320. He could certainly do that, and he's a gap-to-gap type hitter, but you could see some power being added, especially against right-handers. And if he could get up to 20 home runs there, you could see Schonewall being a real nice piece, and he gets the keys this year, so that's kind of interesting. Neto is obviously the shortstop of now and the future, and I think we're going to see good things out of him. I hate when they move him down the lineup. I believe he's our leadoff hitter. With him and Schonewell and then Trout, you kind of have a nice grouping there at the top of the lineup. Might as well just move forward with that. Ohapi showed some real signs last year, especially early before he went down. He's the other one, or the fourth one, as far as the positional player that is getting the opportunity to get the keys. I'm totally convinced that he's a plus defender and totally convinced he could be a 280 with a 25 home run, 80 RBI. Seems to be rather clutch as well. He always stands up to the moment. Let's go. The reason why I started the show off with Snell and Montgomery scenarios is basically because we've learned what we've learned with the starting staff, and it's time to not pretend. They didn't go out and overspend on starters, but they also didn't get anybody. And there's still a few guys out there. Clevenger's out there. Lorenzen's out there. There could be a more affordable pitching staff. And in a season, you're kind of not tanking, but letting the young positional players show you in the organization whether or not they're ready to go. Essentially, that's not a bad place to be. What is bad is that Detmers has had his shot, but still has that stuff that has a ceiling. So certainly worth hanging on to, and maybe even at the deadline, getting a younger type arm from the right side that has some kind of ceiling. And Sandoval has shown that his stuff isn't good enough and that he has to become savvy, and he's just not able to adjust. So I think we've got a log jam in the middle there, and obviously Anderson adds to the log jam and Plazac adds to that log jam, where you got three or four guys in the starter that you just don't feel comfortable in starting rotation, that you just don't feel comfortable to go out and get you a win that day. And so that leaves the other two guys who have left off the list so far at the top end of our rotation. I really like Canning. I feel that if he can stay healthy, he's a legit number two in the league, and some of his advanced analytics from last year have proven that. Silseth, I believe in his short stint and his important starts last year when everything was falling apart and him having good performances and his stuff, I like that knockout slider and his movement on his two seam and his four seam. I feel he could be a third type, fourth type starter in any rotation in Major League Baseball. So we got this logjam with Detmers and Sandoval. We've been waiting for those guys for 3 years. 2 years ago, they had a pretty good season. It was almost like a tease. The league has caught up. I'd keep Detmers. I'd get rid of Sandoval, try to get somebody younger, and see what happens there. And obviously, I'd plug Snell in, because if the Angels go ahead and spend money next year or in 2026, I do believe that Detmers will still have something in the tank. Canning could be there, Silseth could be there, and then, of course, Snell, although declining, could still be your third or fourth type starter. I feel it's a letdown they're not going to sign Snell if they don't, and so I feel that, you know, the Angels fans have been pretty loyal. They come out in droves. They didn't get Ohtani. Go ahead and replace him, even if you have to overspend a year or two on Snell. Like I said, the DH position is going to be used to rest Trout and Rendon. In the modern MLB, a guy like Sano, who they've picked up and is now starting to perform a little bit in spring, who's had 30 home runs three out of his 7 years in the league, is a nice calculated risk for not a lot of money. And so that's the modern type of way to try to fill holes and not spend $15 million on like a J.D. Martinez, who I don't really feel is off the board in regards to the Angels. I think they were hanging on, see if that price could come down and see if Sano could retap into that raw power that he has. He's in wicked shape, obviously, and he's looked pretty good of late here in spring, and those type of rebound guys is what you do. So, you know, Arizona's won a different way. Reds continue to pump people out of their minor leagues. The Twins have won without a huge payroll, and of course Tampa kind of being the poster child for those teams saying, let's do it from within. Now, what does within look like for the Angels? So the problem is not necessarily completely on the major league roster, but also just not a dedication to getting high upside arms. And anybody that they have developed is going to be in the majors or real close in AAA. The only real upside they have as far as starters are concerned are Caden Dana. He's 2 years away. He's 6'4", 220 pounds, got a nice movement on his two-seam 95-mile-an-hour fastball. His curve has a nice tilt and break to it, so I feel that that could be a plus pitch in the majors as well. And he has a feel for his change, so obviously being able to get out lefties maybe. They overspent in the slot in the draft $1.5 million. That's what you do if you don't spend all your money in your major league team, is you overspend to draw them away, in his case, from the University of Virginia scholarship. Jack Kohanowitz is another one at 6'7", 230. He's 22-year-old, so a little further along. He could be a year away. We could see him this year, especially if something fails. The Angels have since said that they were going to go with Soriano, and he had a spring outing this week. He didn't look that great, and I don't really like that because Soriano really filled out the back of the bullpen. And like I said, I would still like to see a spend in the starting rotation and maybe give Kohanowitz a look as the season goes on. He reworked his lower arm slot, and after a real rough 2022 season, he has a mid-80s changeup, which seems to be a plus pitch as far as scouting in the major leagues are concerned. And the sweeper curve is definitely going to be an out pitch. Now, for a big guy and for a guy that throws some heat, is topped out at 98, 99. For a big guy, he actually has pretty good control, but he got injured in his first year, and it feels like with his arm slot shift that maybe he could do it. Outside of that, you're looking at a Barrett Kent, who's 19 years old. Not a lot in the tank. I think at the deadline, when Drury's having a half-decent season healthy, you try to move him, get another young arm. And outside of that, not much there because you've got everybody starting that's actually a prospect in your organization. And you wait a year, you come back and spend, you've already got Snell there. That seems to be the scenario for the Angels. Not great. I held off on the podcast because I was waiting to see if they were going to get one of those starters. I made it a topic here today, and it's good to be back with Angels Baseball. I'll be checking in by month, talking about the young guys, talking about the organization at the lower level. You could go ahead and like my Facebook, which is Sports Fusion Podcast. I'll see you back out in Anaheim this year. As you know, I started this podcast while living at the stadium at the George, right in the parking lot. And I look forward to seeing everybody there this year. Thanks for joining Sports Fusion today. Angels Podcast, www.jrichsportsfusion.com is the website. Talk to you soon.